Chapter 10, Karma in the Bible. The doctrine of karma is also an essential component of Judaism and original Christianity, however much it may be repudiated by exponents of the latter to make room for the doctrine of vicarious atonement, which it would nullify. Not, however, in the sense of at-one-ment, the Lord Christ having unified himself with the spiritual soul of every human being. Thus, at one with all, he shares with each his perfected light and life. By this means, he enhances the power of the spiritual over the material man, thus reducing or saving from tendencies to sinfulness. Despite the varying degrees of responsiveness to this perpetual ministration, he, the Lord of love and compassion, continues without intermission his sacrificial at-one-ment on behalf of every human being. This is demonstrated by the following quotations from the scriptures of both Christianity and Judaism. Even as I have seen, they that plough iniquity and sow wickedness reap the same. Job 4:8. For they have sown the wind, and they shall reap the whirlwind. Hosea 8:7. Ye have ploughed wickedness, ye have reaped iniquity. Hosea 10:13. Even so, every good tree bringeth forth good fruit, but a corrupt tree bringeth forth evil fruit. Matthew 7:17. The Lord is known by the judgment which he executeth. The wicked is snared in the work of his own hands. Psalms 9:16. Also unto thee, O Lord, belongeth mercy, for thou renderest to every man according to his work. Psalms 62:12 and Proverbs 24:12. I, the Lord, search the heart. I try the reins, even to give every man according to his ways and according to the fruit of his doings. Jeremiah 17:10. Therefore I will judge you, O house of Israel, every one according to his ways, saith the Lord God. Ezekiel 18:30. Great in counsel and mighty in work, for thine eyes are open upon all the ways of the sons of men, to give every one according to his ways and according to the fruit of his doings. Jeremiah 32:19. For the Son of Man shall come in the glory of his Father with his angels, and then he shall reward every man according to his works. Matthew 16:27. Who will render to every man according to his deeds? Romans 2:6. Tribulation and anguish upon every soul of man that doeth evil. Romans 2:9. But glory, honor, and peace to every man that worketh good. For there is no respect of persons with God. For as many as have sinned without the law shall also perish without the law, and as many as have sinned in the law shall be judged by the law. For not the hearers of the law are just before God, but the doers of the law shall be justified. Romans 2:10-13. For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that everyone may receive the things done in his body, according to that he hath done, whether it be good or bad. 2 Corinthians 5:10. And if ye call on the Father, who without respect of persons judgeth according to every man's work, 1 Peter 1:17. I will give unto every one of you according to your works. Revelation 2:23. And I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God, and the books were opened, and another book was opened, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged out of those things which were written in the books according to their works. Revelation 20:12. And behold, I come quickly, and my reward is with me, to give every man according as his work shall be. Revelation 22:12. So then every one of us shall give account of himself to God. Romans 14:12. The father shall not be put to death for the children, neither shall the children be put to death for the fathers. Every man shall be put to death for his own sin. Deuteronomy 24:16. The son shall not bear the iniquity of the father, neither shall the father bear the iniquity of the son. The righteousness of the righteous shall be upon him, and the wickedness of the wicked shall be upon him. Ezekiel 18:20. God said, Whoso sheddeth man's blood, by man shall his blood be shed. Genesis 9:6. Christ said, For verily I say unto you, till heaven and earth pass, one jot or one tittle shall in no wise pass from the law till all be fulfilled. Matthew 5:18. And it is easier for heaven and earth to pass than one tittle of the law to fail. Luke 16:17. Judge not, that ye be not judged. For with what judgment ye judge, ye shall be judged, and with what measure ye mete, it shall be measured to you again. Matthew 7:1-2. Therefore, all things whatsoever ye would that man should do unto you, do ye even so to them, for this is the law and the prophets. Matthew 7:12. God is not mocked, for whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. Galatians 6:7.